Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate will not consider a standalone bill passed by the House to increase pandemic relief checks from $600 to $2,000. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he might allow consideration if the bill also addresses other objections to the pandemic relief package raised by President Trump. Stocks opened higher this morning as $600 pandemic relief payments began going out. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 150 points in early trading.
Stocks were mostly higher overnight in Europe and Asia. London's FTSE index rose as authorities in the UK granted the first emergency green light for a COVID-19 vaccine jointly developed by Oxford University and the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca. Stocks in the U.S. slumped on Tuesday after a push to boost pandemic relief payments to $2,000 hit a roadblock in the Senate. GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has tried to saddle the larger payments with other provisions that have less support among Senate Democrats. Boeing shares gained altitude early yesterday but ended the day flat. The jetmaker's 737 MAX plane flew commercial passengers for the first time Tuesday after being grounded for more than a year and a half. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
41-year-old Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana has died of COVID-19 just days before he was scheduled to be sworn in Washington. From member station WRKF, Paul Braun has more.
Letlow, a Republican, first announced he had tested positive for COVID-19 on December 18th, less than 2 weeks after winning his congressional seat in a runoff election. One day after announcing his diagnosis, Letlow was admitted to a regional hospital in Monroe, Louisiana. He was later transferred to Ochsner LSU Health in Shreveport for more advanced care. He died there Tuesday. The 41-year-old is survived by his wife and two young children. Letlow began his career in politics working for former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. He won the December 5th runoff in Louisiana and was set to take office in January. For NPR News, I'm Paul Braun in Baton Rouge.
After a marathon session, Argentina approved a law early this morning to legalize elective abortion, becoming the first major Latin American country to do so. NPR's Philip Reeves has more.
Until now, abortion's only been permitted in cases of rape or where the mother's life was seriously at risk. This new law makes abortions legal in the first 14 weeks. Supporters of it say that tens of thousands of Argentine women and girls are hospitalized each year because of unsafe underground abortions, and that more than 3,000 women have died in the last few decades because of this. And they hope that this will do a lot to help end that.
NPR's Philip Reeves. Stock prices continue to climb. The Dow is now up 160 points. The S&P is up 16. This is NPR News. In Yemen, a major explosion struck the airport in the southern city of Aden today, shortly after a plane carrying the newly formed cabinet landed. Officials say at least 13 people were killed and dozens more were wounded. No group has claimed responsibility. According to newly released clinical trial data, one of China's leading COVID-19 vaccine candidates has a nearly 80% protection rate against the disease. NPR's John Ruich reports.
The vaccine is being developed by an affiliate of China's biggest state-owned pharmaceutical company, Sinopharm. The company reported some results of its Phase 3 clinical trials. They show the vaccine demonstrated an efficacy rate of 79.34% against the disease. That's about 15 percentage points lower than the rates reported for the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. Both have been approved for emergency use and are being administered in the U.S. The Chinese company says it has applied for conditional approval of its vaccine. During the summer, China gave emergency use approval for some vaccines still under development. Hundreds of thousands of people have already received inoculations. The government has pledged to make any vaccine developed in China a global public good. John Ruich, NPR News.
Britain today authorized the emergency use of the COVID vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca. It's the first country to do so. Officials say Britain has bought 100 million doses and will start distributing it next week. This vaccine can be stored in regular refrigerators and doesn't need the ultra-cold temperatures some other vaccines require. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.